Spain & Company, Sarah Spain, Jason Goff with you. And joining us now, Dallas Wings forward, Amani McGee Stafford, who announced that she would be stepping away from the team for 2 years to pursue a law degree. Amani, thanks for joining us. You spent time with a couple teams, including here Chicago Sky. I'm curious what it was about this season and this timing that inspired you to make this move, and when did you decide it?
Yeah, so I think it's definitely a God thing. Like, the way everything panned out was totally above me. When Brett Kavanaugh got confirmed in the Supreme Justice, I kind of started thinking about, like, how I could do more. And, like, the obvious answer for me outside of politics was being a lawyer. So I kind of put that on one of my goals. And fast forward to this year, I took the LSAT when I was playing in Australia. And came home, went to a law school fair, and found out about the school that I'm actually going to. And they had a two-year program, and I was like, wow, that's perfect, because I can step away from the game in 2 years and possibly still play and not have to kind of make that full-term decision. And then everything happened with Corona, and, like, I'm really nervous now. And, like, I think the actual day to apply was, like, March 15th, and I applied on the 12th. And when I got accepted with the 50% scholarship, it just made more sense for me to take that moment now then defer for a season that's really uncertain right now.
Amani, we're all nervous, but, you know, we're in this together, no doubt about it. I want to ask you, because usually when you hear people want to be lawyers, like, every kid says, oh, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be a firefighter, I want to be a police officer, I want to be an athlete, and then your life takes place. What made you, what made you get that itch again to say, you know what, I'm gonna try this out? I know you just said, obviously, everything that's going on with COVID-19, but how long has this been kind of tinkering around in your head that you finally said, I'm gonna you know, make the best of this time?
I think, you know, for me, like, I'm still one of those young kids who think they can change the world and, like, have everything. And so I kind of operate my life in that manner. Nice. For me, like, I think my life purpose is to use my platform to talk about sexual violence and mental health. And so that kind of has been everything that I'm steered towards. And I just felt like I needed to do more outside to bring awareness and force to have these conversations. I wanted to be part of the actual change.
Yeah, it's remarkable that your mind is on that. It's yeah. You know, it's something that I find across the board, and there's certainly some very socially involved and incredibly intelligent male athletes, but I find so often with women's sports, there's an understanding that when you're done, you're not going to have $100 million and just coast. You're going to have to do something with yourself when the sports are done. And it's remarkable to me that you were so invested in this as to want to do it while the sports are still available. There's such a short clock on being able to perform at the professional level. Was there any fear for you if you were to go pursue that degree, decide that you wanted to come back to basketball and not be able to get back into it?
I think that's always a fear with every choice you make, right? Every offseason you play, you run the risk of being injured, and there's just so many things that could change your projected career. But at the same time, like, I feel like this was a great opportunity and, like, too much so for me to pass up. And luckily, like, I'm a part of an organization that understands, one, who I am as a person, and also, like, how to support their players and take care of them. So, you know, like, it's not going to be easy by any means, but, like, my team's definitely going to give me the chance to succeed, which I appreciate.
So you mentioned you're making the decisions and all these things are happening. What are the next steps as we follow this journey along with you?
Yes, so I start June 15th at Southwestern Law in downtown L.A.
Nice.
I'm going to try to kind of keep in contact with my fan base and, like, have a YouTube channel kind of chronicling how I'm doing.
Don't get big time on us now, Amani.
I wish, right? But I just want to keep everybody involved, because I think, like, as an athlete, especially this far in my career, I've been very authentic and open with my friends and people that support me and fans. So I just want to, like, remind them what I'm doing and where I'm at, because it's definitely going to be scary taking that step.
Well, Sarah, see, this is the voice that we're getting right now. She's probably just chilling, you know, probably mm-hmm. winding down. But I wonder if we're going to get, like, lawyer voice Amani, where it's, like, stern, direct, you know, engaging.
No, this is when she's lulling that witness.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, she's setting him up, and then she's going to come with the, you know, you can't handle the truth vibes.
Like, she's, Corey, you know that was an open container. It's like, Amani, come on, I thought we hung out. Like, what's going on? How many people are going to ask for free services, Amani? You know how we do.
Oh, my gosh. Everyone, right? I've already become 40 to talk to lawyers.
We're talking to Dallas Wings forward, Amani McGee Stafford. I'm curious, you know, you watch across the way Maya Moore deciding to step away to help work toward justice for wrongly convicted Jonathan Irons. I wonder, were you inspired by that, or was there anybody else whose path you were following?
Definitely. I think Maya definitely has been someone to look up for me my entire career, not only on the court but off the court as well. So seeing someone do that at the peak of their career definitely made me feel as though it was a possibility, you know? And so Maya, like, we're waiting for her to come back. We miss her so much, but she's also impacting the world in a greater way right now.
You mentioned being an advocate for those who have experienced sexual violence and the other things that you want to focus on once you get up and going. Why that avenue?
Yeah, so I very much try to be the person I needed when I was younger, and I was sexually abused growing up. I'm bipolar, and I've dealt with mental illness my entire life, so those things are near and dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. So I want to be a voice for people like me that don't often have them.
That's fantastic. Yes, it's such an admirable thing. I was checking out your Twitter before we started, and I was cracking up because you're 6'7". You come from a basketball family, right? JaVale McGee is your brother. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've got all these people around you. So basketball's been your life forever. I'm only 6 feet, but the number of times I've walked down the street and someone has said, basketball or volleyball, you know, and
yes.
So you wrote, I don't know if that question is going to be more annoying because the answer is no. Now you're 6'7" walking down the street, someone's asking you about basketball, you're like, no, I'm just a lawyer.
Right, and they're all like, oh, wasting that height, huh?
Right.
Oh, it's the worst. It's like, maybe, I mean, you're good enough, but like, I'm 6'2" and I'm like, hey man, I'm not good enough, don't expect me to play basketball.
Never had it.
I'm on a quarantine diet right now, pizza puffs and you know, and Eggo waffles. I can't do that right now. So let me ask you this. With JaVale having time off now and you obviously having time, the world having time off now, how's the family kind of mixing it up? You know, are the Zoom teleconferences or the FaceTime, what's going on that level?
My brother, if you know anything about him, knows that his entire life is updated on social media. So we've been having the play-by-plays. And since I'm moving home, I get to live with my brother. So I'm so excited to just agitate the hell out of him. So I'm very excited.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to get content then. I mean,
yes.
You talk about setting up that YouTube during law school. Why don't we have it right now? We need some, you know, McGee versus McGee at home competitions.
Everything is a competition with me and my brother, so I don't even know if there's enough space for that content.
What do you beat them at every time you guys go at it?
Spelling.
JaVale, consider yourself dragged, my friend.
Yeah, you got served. And honestly, it fits right in. Fits right in with what I said about women, female athletes versus men. You guys had to graduate. You had to show up at your classes and learn how to read.
Hey.
It's important stuff.
Hey. We don't know that JaVale wasn't going to all those classes, right, Imani?
He told me he went to all those classes for 1 year.
I don't know if Imani's the defense or the prosecutor
now. She's the prosecutor against him. I feel like this is like a debate where like his name was brought up so he gets to speak. Like, and he's just getting dragged with no chance of speaking his part.
I know how my little sister feels about me now. What we've heard a lot about the NBA, we've heard a lot about the NFL. A lot about Major League Baseball. What have you guys been told in the WNBA is the next plan of action, the course of action with everything that's going on with the world right now?
Man, it's so scary. We're kind of in the same boat. We've had a couple players test positive for COVID-19. And the difference between us and the NBA is that, like, our season starts in the summer, you know? So, like, that's kind of the peak time of what we're looking at when talking about this disease. So we've talked about a late start. We talked about playing in host countries, shortening it to, like, 3-on-3 or, like, tournament-style games. Like, we just kind of had a lot of different questions and answers and options, but we haven't really been able to decide on anything. And I think we'll probably be linked with the NBA in that regard. A lot of hopefuls were thinking that because we're a smaller league, we can kind of figure it out a little quicker. But I don't know. We're all kind of just waiting.
Yeah, and in the meantime, people can actually get free access for a month, I think it is, to the WNBA,
yes.
All the games in the past, right?
Yes, you guys need to check in, rewatch those Lynx and Sparks series. Like, oh. Shoot over, yell at the camera when the ref gets it wrong.
Okay. Do it. Wow, she's dragging everybody. She's got her cases against everybody prepared and ready to go.
Everyone's catching it right now.
And I will say this. If you were watching, you know, baseball or something else during those seasons, guess what? That's live sports to you. You don't know what happened in those WNBA series if you were watching. So start now. You got no excuses. Get in on those. Those are good stuff. Imani, thanks so much for making time for us. Good luck when law school starts, and we'll be looking for that content owning your brother.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me.